to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast with Jeff Smith from HireTrustMarketing.com/blog and on Twitter at HireTrust is the handle. Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us today. I'm going to jump right into some really interesting stuff, but before that, just got to make sure I move my coffee over here. Couldn't do without that. So actually, there's a question to kick off the day for all of you Platinum Podcast listeners. Want to hear from you. How many coffees in a day does it take to get you through your day? How much caffeine do you need to make it through? I'm finding these days it takes about 3 of the equivalent grande coffees from Starbucks to get me through my day. I start off early, one in the afternoon, and then lately one in the evening as well. So hit me up at HireTrust over at Twitter. It's at HireTrust. And just tweet me how many coffees you drink in a day. And if it's not coffee, how else do you get your caffeine in a day? And hey, if you don't need caffeine, all the power to you. I haven't figured that one out yet. So three topics I wanted to touch on today. I wanted to jump right in. Number one, niche markets and more. Yes, we're going to cover niche markets again because I still get a ton of questions each week from our subscribers, from our Twitter followers that are, thank you very much, starting to tweet at us based on the information we're supplying in the podcast. We want to hear more from you guys over at HireTrust over at Twitter. And also within infomarketerszone.com, which is our fast track membership site for information product marketers online and marketers in general that are marketing their businesses online. So we're going to talk about niche markets in a slightly different way today that I think will be helpful for you. Second topic we're going to cover is I've had a few questions around, can I take an article that I've seen either online or in a magazine and turn that into an information product? And I got some interesting tips I think you're going to find valuable around that, because in fact we have done that in some past products, and so we're going to give you some tips on how to make that work. And number three, we're going to cover off what we're going to, what we advise you to do actually in the last 6 weeks of the year. Can you believe it? We're coming up on the last 6 weeks of 2014. And, you know, for a lot of you, this becomes a real busy time of year. I know for those of us who are doing business online, it's actually a very extremely busy and profitable time of year for business. But we also get busy with our families, with if you happen to have other jobs, it gets busy with jobs, et cetera. So it's a really busy time of year. What can we expect you to do, or what should you be doing to close out the year so you can start 2015 very strong? All right. First topic we're going to talk about is niche markets. And we're going to do it a little bit differently today by covering off a question that I had from one of our subscribers within infomarketerszone.com. They had an idea for developing products that kind of crossed what they thought crossed niches. Things like motivational products or hypnosis products targeted at people who want to lose weight. And their question to me was, you know, would I categorize this as personal development products, or would I categorize it as weight loss product? And I just pulled this one out because I thought it did a really good job of highlighting a couple of very important points for you succeeding online. Number one, labels of niche markets don't mean anything, really. What matters is what the problem is you're trying to solve, and then the type of person that you're trying to solve that problem for. So in this case, the objective is to lose weight, and that's the type of person you're targeting. Secondarily, you're targeting a person who understands that maybe they've been around the bend a couple of times. They've tried diets, they've tried exercising, but they haven't been able to lose the fat. And the reason for that they have in their mind, one of the reasons is they can't get motivated enough. They can't get, they can't get their brain wrapped around sticking to any kind of a diet or exercise regime. So that's what you're really targeting with a product like this, right? This was from Joel. So Joel, that's the product you're targeting. That's the customer you're targeting in this. And then you want to get a crystal clear picture of that customer in your mind is the next step. So if you think about it, take the clues from what I've already talked about. This type of person who is now seeking out sort of emotional ways to get help to lose weight has already been through the ringer. They've already been through the fad diets. They've already been through, trying to stick to an exercise regime. they've probably end up gaining more weight. They're in a sort of a bad emotional state. So that's the picture of the type of person that you want to target for this. And the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter whether you call it self-improvement or whether you call it weight loss. The fact is that's the person you're targeting, right? So, and then you can go about, you know, creating, if you have that picture in your mind and you know the problem you're trying to solve, which is to help them lose weight through helping them through the emotional discipline and the emotional overcoming the odds and triggers to gaining weight and binge eating, then it becomes really easy to finish structuring your product, structuring all of your marketing and sales material, as well as your sales funnel. And then, you know, go out and find those type of people online. You'll find them in forums. You'll find them on relevant blogs. You'll be able to do better ads that you can target them on, say, Facebook groups, that sort of thing, right? So I hope that's helpful in illustrating that labels of niche markets is not what's important. It's finding the problem you're trying to solve, making sure that problem is urgent enough and large enough to go after it. And then secondarily, you know, getting a clear picture of, or a customer avatar, as you might have heard, of who that person is, what their frustrations, what their past experiences were, and, you know, why then your product can help them when others have not. All right. So hit me up on the blog if you have other questions around that at hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. Leave a comment against the podcast, or actually in any post is fine. If you have a question, we'll cover it off in a future show. Or tweet me over at Hire Trust on Twitter and ask any questions you have, follow-up questions, or give me any comments that you have. All right, second topic I wanted to cover today and I think is useful for you guys is because I know a number of you have sort of thought around this way or asked me directly, and that is you might have you have an interest in a market, let's say. Let's say it's parenting, and you go out and you buy a parenting magazine, you're flipping through and you say, wow, there's a, you know, a great article on how to raise problem teens. I'm just making this up, by the way. But your thought is, maybe I could create a product around that. I know a thing or two about that myself. I've been through it. I could, you know, I'm interested in finding more out about it. So I'm going to research it. Maybe I could outsource part of that. But the question you would have in this case is an article, the fact that the article, you saw an article on this, enough to base an entire product on it? It's like, say, an ebook or a course or a training program, a Udemy video course, etc. So the short answer to it is very likely yes. And we certainly have used that in our business to be able to determine at least initial ideas for products. And then we go about testing them in different ways. So here's a couple of tips on how you would assess that. Number one, make sure it's popular, first of all. So if you see that article appear in across a couple of different magazines and you see it popping up online, then chances are it is very popular, and that's what you really want to go after as well, is you want to go after articles that have a lot of popularity, a lot of interest. Number two, does it address an end desire? So in this case, the end desire is to improve parenting. It's really, it's not even that. The end desire is really to have a better relationship with the troubled teen, and make things just less painful around the house, right? You're probably going through a lot of struggles at this point, and that's what they want to, that's the problem they want to solve. So in this case, yes, it fits the bill. It is trying to solve that problem. And I guess the number three question, is it complete enough in and of itself? So the content you see in the article may give one approach to doing it. Do you need four or five approaches? Do you need a system? Do you need a more complete system to be able to build it into a product? The answer to that is usually yes when you see an article, because an article is really just usually somewhere between a 2 and a 5 or 6 page treatment of the topic. And often there's opportunity to build on that and create a more elaborate product. Now, that said, you don't want to go and try and boil the ocean and build the perfect product here either. What you really want to do is give it enough differentiation, enough content, enough meat to be able to get some results, and maybe 3 or 4 techniques. The combination of 3 or 4 articles, so you've got maybe a 40 or 50 page ebook is all you really need to get out on the market, execute, and then you know that'll sort of launch your business from there. And then the fourth question you want to ask around that article or a book for that matter is really how to best format it. So is a written treatment of the topic the best way to deal with that topic, or is there a better option to create a course? maybe a four-week coaching program where you record it and you end up with another product at the end. Maybe you run a one-day seminar with some help from people in your area. You know, lots of different options there. So you just figure out the format that's best to tackle that. All right. So, but excellent question. This came from Cheryl, by the way, on Twitter. And why I like this question is it shows that Cheryl's paying attention, right? Because we've been talking a lot about using a research technique of using successful articles, blog content, discussion forum material to be able to find hot topics. And she has actually gone one step further than most people go and actually found a couple of topics that she thinks are interesting and allowed me to expand on this for you guys today on how you can turn that into a very successful product. So kudos to Cheryl. Bing, bing, bing. Great job, Cheryl. All right. The last thing I wanted to finish up on, we're limited on time here. I want to keep these to a very consumable time period of somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. But the last thing I thought was important to cover off, now that we're hitting the last 6 weeks of the year, the tendency for a lot of you listening, you know, especially if you're in the process of either planning or just starting to build or grow or take your business to the next level, the tendency at this time of year is to fall back into planning mode, stall until the end of the year. And Lord knows we've got many reasons to do that because it gets really busy outside of our business life at this time of year. But try and prevent that from happening. Try and really do something concrete in terms of launching your business this year and or finishing whatever project you're working on. Get off the paper, get off the planning, get off the theory side of things, and really execute for the next 6 weeks, or at least the next 5 weeks up until Christmas week, right? And really, you know, if you want to set the stage for yourself in 2015, what's really going to set that stage is not spending the next 6 weeks and planning more or learning more or, you know, applying more theory or playing around with non-relevant parts of your business. What's really going to make the difference is what you do with the next 4 to 5 weeks in terms of execution. And that means, you know, launching websites, launching content, ramping up your content program if you already have a content site but you're not adding content, really getting testing product ideas. If you have a product out there, if you're working on a product, then get that product finished. Get it out the door before the end of the year. Work on a launch campaign, right? Get some JV partners, execute, get your product into those hands. Get them ramped up for a launch in the early new year or even a launch towards the end of this year. It's a great time to do a launch. Get your sites built. Get your payment processing up. Do a test. Do a test launch. Run some advertising to test some ads, right? Execute, execute, execute. Everything around getting your business operational, getting traffic to your site, getting a sales funnel into a test mode so you can start to see, you know, is it capturing leads and is it converting leads? And just really focus on executing and growing that business. You'll see all the difference in the world if you take that approach. If you take the approach of just more planning, you're going to end up at the beginning of 2015 overwhelmed and really in no better place than if you had started today. So, really try and start to execute from today on. You should have this mindset, by the way, all the time, is what can I do today in the first few hours of the day that you have available to you to get things, concrete execution things done, not check your email, not check bulletin boards, not check forums, not learn, right? This sort of podcast, even the podcast I'm doing for you today, right? This should be fit into spare time you have, maybe while you're doing a workout or while you're driving. When you're in front, you know, you allocate time to build your business, you should be executing, 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 putting up websites, like I said, driving traffic, developing content, developing products, getting them out there, getting testimonials, developing ads, bringing traffic, generating traffic and testing ROI and improving and tweaking ROI. That's the lifeblood of your business. And if you're not spending time on that every day, then you really have no excuse for not earning any profit because that's where profit comes from. So I hope that was useful. If you want any tips on execution, by the way, because, you know, this is something we do really well. It wasn't something we did as well in the past, but we've got it sort of down now and teach it to our outsource and our employees is how to focus on this. And we actually know exactly what the most important tasks are in our business each day to grow our online business. And you should have the same sort of game plan or war plan, as we call it. All right, that's it for today. Post your questions to @HireTrust. We'll be glad to address them in a future issue of the podcast. Post comments on HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. If you're getting anything out of this, please head over and just take a few seconds and post up to the blog. Really great to hear from you. And that's it for this time. We'll be back at you very soon. Bye-bye for now.